Springbrook Audio presents Kronos by Jeremy Robinson, read by Jeffrey Kafer. The ocean is as vast as it is mysterious, and man's desire to venture to its depths to uncover its bounty rarely fades from the forefront of our imaginations. And it is through science and understanding that the finest results will be achieved, not through the dredging, overfishing, and exploitation of the world's finest resource. These mechanisms can only lead to tragedy. Dr. Atticus Young, Oceans in Peril. When beholding the tranquil beauty and brilliancy of the ocean's skin, one forgets the tiger heart that pants beneath it, and would not willingly remember that this velvet paw but conceals a remorseless fang. 1819 to 1891, Moby Dick. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings, they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold. The spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Slingstones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laugheth at the shaking of a spear. Job, chapter 41, verses 25 through 29, King James translation, the Holy Bible. 1. June 17, 1637, Boston Harbor. Each slice of ore through water seemed more like a guillotine, splitting flesh, vertebrae, and nerve bundles over and over, unceasing agony. This was the pain the Reverend John Wheelwright felt, or a close approximation of it, when he heard the news of his banishment from the state of Massachusetts. He'd come to the New World a year previous and was well received, quickly becoming pastor of the EX Chapel at Mount Wollaston in Boston. He was happy for a time, leading his new flock, revealing a path to God in which free speech and